Our Sabetha Locker Room Chat continues here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and also Sailor Insurance. And we're joined now by the Blue Jays boys coach, that is Scott Berger, as they're off to a great start. Four games in, 4-0 is the record. And coach, we spoke last week after your wins over Marysville and Wamego. Now we've seen two more games, victories over Royal Valley and most recently Riverside. Let's go to the game Friday at Royal Valley. Boy, this Panthers team, they got to a state tournament, or I should say state championship game a year ago, but they had the most turnover really of any team in the league this year. Not really sure what you were going to get, but boy, you got everything from the Panthers on Friday, and they took you right down to the end, but you guys are able to hold on for a six-point win.
I was really impressed with them, Brandon. They really came out and played with a lot of confidence. They shot the ball very well. And they went 17-18 from the free throw line, and they did everything right. And so that was a very tough game, but it was a good game for us because I'd rather have a game where you get tested and find out where your weaknesses are. I thought Royal Valley did a good job of that.
How about most recently against Riverside Tuesday night, 53-39, able to grind one there and get another victory here early on this year. Take us through that one a little bit. What'd you like? What'd you see?
You know, overall, I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought Riverside did a real good job of being patient and working the ball and really getting good shots. I felt like at times we did a lot of good things. We tried just throwing different things at them defensively, things we haven't got to use this year. We played a lot of kids, a lot of minutes, kids that haven't got to play in. Yeah, we did some good things. You know, there's still some things we need to work on, and we'll do that, you know, here in the next week and over Christmas break. But I thought Riverside did a really nice job of their game plan. And once again, it was just a good game for us.
Can you talk about Matthew Garber for a minute? He was one of our athletes of the week this past week. Of course, in those wins over Wamego and Royal Valley, he dropped 26 points in both of those games. He's a leader. He's an all-league returning player, just such a confident player as well. Where have you seen his progression from maybe his junior year to where you're seeing now in his senior year?
I think what you said, confidence. He loves to play basketball, and he, along with our other guys, they just played all summer. And so I think when they play all summer, they gain confidence because the summertime they play against some really good opponents. And so that's really good for them. So, yeah, Matthew loves to play basketball, but we also have quite a few guys on our team that did the same thing over the summertime. And so we're real, you know, proud of them for putting forth the effort. And we're just looking forward to see if we can continue to improve as the year goes along.
4-0 start here for the Blue Jays. Another minute with head coach Scott Berger as our locker room chat continues. Real quick, a couple games before we get to the holiday break. It starts Friday. You get Jefferson West on the road, a team that's resurging, a team that's got a couple of wins already under their belt this year. And then a Nemaha Central team that had quite a bit of turnover from a year ago on at Tuesday. So take us here through just a mindset of the next couple of games. What do you want to see against Jeff West and Nemaha Central to go into the break?
Probably just for us, more consistency on both ends. I feel like our defense is okay. I don't think it's good right now. And I think on the offensive end, we have a tendency to not be as patient as we should be. So, honestly, I'm just more concerned about us and the things that we're doing because we just need to improve on certain parts of the game. And we got great kids, though, and they see it, too. They see it on film. And you know, it's just exciting to have a chance to, like, go to practice today and get better at the things that we need to get better at.
Good stuff. Scott Berger, Sabetha boys basketball coach, joining us here. Great start to the year. Four games and four wins, and two more before the break. They'll go to Jeff West on Friday and then host Nemaha Central on a Tuesday before a couple weeks off. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thanks again. We'll talk to you here in a couple weeks after the break.
Yeah, you too, Brandon, and thanks for all you do.